We're into the 8 o'clock hour. Cecil Shorts in with me. Also, John McLean brought to you by Horn Solutions. It's Wednesday. That means it is time for Ask McLean Anything. John, I loved seeing the mic'd up stuff last night during the All-Star game. Let's say Texans players were mic'd up on a live feed during a preseason game. Who would you want the player to be who was mic'd up?
I would want to hear Watt because he does a lot of talking. I'd want to hear Hopkins because the guy, again, Jalen Ramsey.
Ooh.
Those two going against each other because Ramsey does a lot of talking but respects Hopkins and vice versa. And if you just had a mic on a player, Justin Reed is such a great talker, and he's the next great Texans player, I believe. I would love to hear him because he just got such a booming personality, charisma, and, you know, safeties don't talk like corners, but they talk to their teammates because they have to set them up. And so I would love to hear Justin Reed be mic'd.
With all this Russell Westbrook situation going on, I know it might be a long shot for him to come to the Rockets, but would you trade, if you could, for Russell Westbrook to come to the Rockets?
Cecil, I've been thinking about that, and would Westbrook want to play in the kind of offense that they have with Harden holding the ball, dribble, 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 step back, drive, or pass it to a teammate with a second left on the shot clock? I don't.
Gotta be ready.
Westbrook or Jimmy Butler would want to play that style of ball, and Mike D'Antoni has coached different styles. And would D'Antoni have to change it to go to the way they were 2 years ago? I'd love to see Westbrook here. I mean, I'd love to talk about Westbrook. Mm-hmm. He's an exciting player, but they don't have enough to trade right now. I like the Rockets' chemistry. I don't care what they say about Harden and Paul. They got role players. You know, in football, they call them the lunch pail guys.
And, yeah.
And I think they've got good lunch pail guys. And I'd be fired up about them in the West if they didn't make any changes. But you know Morey's going to make some. But Westbrook, I don't think he'd want to come here for that reason. He's used to being the man. And I think wherever he goes, he's going to be the man. And he's earned that right after his greatness for all these years.
John, we're 15 days away from the start of training camp. Give me one name of a guy in the Texans roster who could be a surprise cut. Give me one name for someone who could be on the bubble who nobody's really talking about.
Would we be surprised if Matt Khalil was cut, even though they signed him, and if he does get cut, he would only make $2.5 million. But right now, you have Tytus Howard left tackle. You have Chantrell Henderson right tackle. You have Max Sharping as a third tackle. You have Julian Davenport, who started at left tackle and has played right tackle. So a swing tackle's got to be able to play both sides. Now, so that's four tackles right there before Khalil. So I don't see them keeping Matt Khalil. If I was taking a guy that has been here, you know, maybe Khalil comes back and plays real well. Maybe they cut Julian Davenport.
I mean, that I could see.
How many starting left tackles go from starting left tackle to being cut? Sunil Kelamete is another one that if Martinez Rankin, a third-round pick last year, who had foot surgery and got off to a slow start, had to start two or three games at left tackle early, got beat up bad, he wasn't ready, and then started a game late at left guard, I think he's going to push him. So that if he started, you got Greg Mantz as your swing guard center and Fulton as the right guard, unless it's Max Sharping. But I could see Kelamete, who signed as an unrestricted free agent last year, be gone as well.
That's a name that makes a lot of sense because the conventional thinking right now is Rankin's going to start left guard. That makes Kelamete a little bit expendable. Ask McLean Anything on a Wednesday.
So every year, surprise at training camp. He just asks you who's going to be the surprise cut. Who's going to be the surprise star, do you think, of training camp this year?
Well, you think about that, Cecil, because after I answer mine, I'm going to ask you the same question since you follow the Texans closely. I would like to say Reed, but that wouldn't be a surprise. He played so well as a rookie. Is there a rookie this year? I think it's going to be Tytus Howard. I think that they're going to – people are going to go from, man, they got bamboozled by the Eagles trading for Andre Dillard to now understand why they wanted Tytus Howard. I believe, and I've said this from the get-go, because I know how high they are on him, and not just because of his ability, but because of his personality, mm-hmm. And of course how hard he works. The old O'Brien, he's a great teammate, but he's eager to learn. He's passed with flying colors so far. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he doesn't end up not just starting every game, but making an all-rookie team and solidifying that position for a long time. Now, who would you think?
For me, I'm going to go with the tight end, Kahale Waring. I think he is somebody that can move well. He's somebody that can get open. He still has a lot to learn. I think he's real raw when it comes to learning to
play tight end.
Yeah. But I think if we just watch him at training camp and watch, as he learns, he's going to progress. And as the year ends, I think he can be a big contributor to the team.
Well, I got another one since you brought up that position. I think Jordan Thomas. Jordan Thomas.
He was awesome in OTAs.
Who he was. He looked good. His weight's been redistributed on his body, 6'5 and a half, 277. If you go back and look at his four touchdown catches, the only four that the tight ends produced, Watson didn't make perfect throws. He had to go down. He had to reach. He had to reach behind him. He shut. We think because a guy that big wouldn't have good hands. But if he played wide receiver in college out of necessity, he's got to have hands. I look for Jordan Thomas to step up and start, and Kahale Waring play behind him. And then at some point, Waring, once he gets more coaching and the big-time competition, he will really emerge as well.
This might be a reach, but I think Aaron Colvin's going to have a bounce-back year.
I agree.
I think he's healthy. I think he's motivated.
So.
I think what you've seen in Jacksonville, he was surrounded by some good guys, but he was a good nickel. So if he can get in that same mold and be comfortable in that nickel, I think he can have a really good year.
Let me ask you this question. First of all, the reason he signed here was he wanted a chance to play outside, which he wasn't going to get there, and he's just not an outside corner. He's a slot corner. So we talk all the time, Cecil, about guys going into their second year, usually, not always, but usually make the biggest improvement. And we don't realize sometimes veterans, no matter what they make, they need a year progress. And so why would something like that benefit Colvin?
It's huge. For me, even though I got cut in 2016, that second year under the offense, I knew everything like the back of my hand. So I wasn't thinking anymore. I was just playing the game. So it was no worries. It was instinctive and reacting to what's going on. So with Colvin, him being a new defense, new situation, what's going on. Last year, you could tell he was thinking a lot. This year is going to be communication. He's going to be fine. He's going to be playing the game. So I think he's going to have a pretty good year this year.
And he's healthy.
And he's healthy.
And he's the guy. If he can't play in a slot better than last year, then
it's Body Calhoun, basically.
They got Brian Body Calhoun or Xavier Crawford, a rookie, or somebody that's on another team. But I think Colvin's going to bounce back, too.
It's Ask McClain Anything on a Wednesday, 713-572-4610, to get your questions in for John. John, show debate that's come up this week kind of randomly. Is it customary to tip 15% or 20%?
For what?
I don't know, anything, a restaurant.
Well, if my service is good, I will tip more than 20%, usually 25%, drives my wife crazy.
What's the standard?
The standard, I think, depends on your age and how much money you have, although I've seen people with money, I'm embarrassed about how little they tip. I always try to tip because I take into consideration how busy they are, you know, if the tables are close together, and how difficult it is to bring a tray and have to turn sideways and negotiate through that, even if they may not have a smile or be as nice as you want them to be. But I try to always tip 20%.
I try to do that as well. Like I thought, because the standard when I was a kid and when I was
15.
A teenager, I felt like it was 15%.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it changed to 20%. But when I mentioned this on Tuesday's show, Cecil was very surprised by this. And other people on the text line also agreed with Cecil that it's not 20%. I felt like it was 20%.
Well, it came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere.
You said 20%. I'm like, well, where was it on the news? Like, nobody reported this.
Nobody reported it.
I thought
no memo.
The standard. Now, of course, people, you know, can tip more or not. But I thought the standard was at least 15%.
So I think it's now 20. I'm always open to be wrong on anything I say on the air. But on this, I think the standard right now is 20%.
Yeah, Cecil and I would agree that you've only been wrong once on the show today.
Well, I think you guys would say twice about Watt and then about Watt and Deshaun Watson. I will absolutely stick by my take that Deshaun Watson was not great last season. You know who was great last season? DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins was great last season.
He was.
The Mike Meltzer view on grading players, DeAndre Hopkins was great. He was the best receiver in the NFL. I love Deshaun. I love Deshaun Watson. He is the thing that's like keeping my soul alive when it comes to where the Texans are with this whole O'Brien, Easterby, Brian Gain situation. But I don't think Watson was great this past season.
Hater.
Quick question for you, Mr. McClain. Do you think the Colts are the team to beat in the AFC?
I do, because they beat the Texans here two times. I think everybody's going to have them as the favorite to win the AFC South. But I pick every year of Cecil, I pick the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
And I've been right a lot.
Yes.
And I pick them to win. This year, I picked New Orleans, but my official pick won't be our our football section in August. And I don't see the Colts going from 10-6 to people going, okay, they can win the Super Bowl. They'll contend for the Super Bowl. And with all the losses the Patriots have suffered, not just Gronkowski, but, you know, Trent Brown was their left tackle. And even though they got Isaiah Wynn, he's still coming off Achilles surgery.
Yep.
They lose their best pass rusher. They signed Michael Bennett. They just they taken some hits, and maybe they'll be mortal now, and I think that's good. But I think there's not one team that you can clearly say stands out in the NFL this year, and I think that's great.